Bristol Myers, makers of Ipana toothpaste for the smile of beauty and Vitalis for well-groomed hair, bring you the Alan Young Show. Well, it's Friday night, and once again we take you to the Little White Cottage in Van Nuys, California, where we meet the star of our show, that young man who is young today and young forever, Alan Young. Well, Alan seems to be having a little trouble today. He's out in his garage fixing his car.
Car always gives me trouble. Better use this steel lever and the hammer again. Better use the hacksaw and the wrench. Now to twist it. Twist it and twist it. I just can't get that ashtray out. Everything's out of commission. Just listen to that horn. Well, the tires are pretty good. Got plenty of rubber left on them. Might be getting too smooth, though. I'll just feel this one and... Forgot about my hangnail. Car needs a lot of work. Better get a mechanic to look at it. I wonder where the nearest Stanley Steamer Agency is. Well, I better go in the house and call about it, I suppose.
Oh, sweet Juliet. I cannot tell thee what is in my heart.
Oh, Jonathan.
Quiet, my lad. I'm rehearsing. Oh. Words are for fools, and silence is golden. Nothing shall drag forth the words which I do not wish to speak.
Do you know who said that, my boy?
Nora Prentice.
No, my lad, she did not. But why have you interrupted the great Jonathan Mildew?
Well, John, I'm having trouble with my car.
You call that mass of prefabricated junk a car? Oh!
It's enough to turn the smiling Irishman into a nauseous Norwegian.
Jonathan, I haven't enough money to buy a new car.
Well, my lad, just look at this morning's paper. Yeah. Why, you're in luck. They're giving away a car absolutely free.
A free car?
Yes, my boy. But there'll be a lot of people trying to win it. After all, the aim of every pedestrian is to get a car.
No, you're wrong. The aim of every car is to get a pedestrian. Pretty clever, huh?
I should reserve comment, my boy.
Thank you.
But please, glance at this article in the paper. It tells you how you can win the car.
Now, let's see. Free car to be given away to the person selling the most tickets to the Van Nuys Charity Masquerade Ball.
Oh, why don't you try to win that car, my lad?
Well, let's see the rest of the article. Charity Masquerade Ball to be held at home of Hubert Updike. I should have known Updike would be in this.
Well, after all, he has the biggest estate in Beverly Hills.
Hubert Updike will present car in west wing of his estate. He was going to present the car in the east wing, but it was too late to buy Arizona license plates.
Me lad, it will be a double victory. Sell the most tickets, and Hubert Updike himself will have to present you with the car.
Yeah, that would show filthy rich Updike. I'll get it then. Hello?
Oh, Hubert Updike speaking. Is this the state of Texas?
No, this is Alan Young.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alan. I'm trying to call Texas. I wanted to tell them I'm extending their lease for another 3 months.
Okay, Hubert, what do you want?
Well, I suppose you read the newspapers, Alan. I'm presenting a car at the charity masquerade on Mars Day tonight.
Yeah, I know all about it, Hubert.
Alan, it's going to be the talk of Booverly Hools.
Booverly Hools? I guess they'll even talk about it in Santa Monica.
Gracias, it's going to be quite a party, Alan. By the way, I'm having a lot of trouble picking out my costume for the masquerade.
Well, Hubert, at a masquerade, you're supposed to come dressed as your favorite figure in history.
Oh, is that so, Alan?
Yes. If your favorite man is Napoleon, you come dressed as Napoleon. If it's George Washington, you come dressed as George Washington.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Well, Hubert, don't you have a favorite man? Isn't there somebody you think is wonderful?
Yes, but everyone would know me if I came dressed as Hubert Updike.
Oh, stop being so ridiculous.
Oh, it's going to be a great masquerade party, Alan. Huh? My uncle has a very novel costume. Yes, you see, he's going to be dressed up as an evening in a ham factory.
As an evening in a ham factory?
Yes, he's coming as a knight in armor. Oh, that was a swift one.
All right. Hubert, I'll be at your masquerade party, too.
You, Alan?
Yes, I'm going to sell enough tickets to win that car.
Oh, no, don't make me laugh, Alan. Why, you haven't got a bourbon of a chance.
Yeah. Bourbon? You mean ghost.
We up docs only believe in blended spirits.
The best. Hubert, you can laugh if you want, but I'm going to sell more tickets than anybody else, and I'm going to win that car.
You won't win that car, Alan. Our oh wow.
Our oh wow. Gee, Jonathan, maybe Hubert's right. Maybe I can't win that car. It's too tough.
Oh, courage, my lad. All great men in history overcame great odds.
You're right, Jonathan. I need courage. That's what I need. That's what helped Edison make the electric light. That's what helped Bell make the telephone. That's what helped Mix make his master.
That's the spirit, my lad. Go down at once to the Van Nuys Gazette. You know, they at the Van Nuys Gazette are handling the tickets for the charity masquerade.
Okay, Jonathan. See you later. Gee, what a busy place. I'll go right in and see the editor-in-chief, Mr. Busby.
Come in!
Pardon me, Mr. Busby.
Speak up, young man. I haven't got all day. I'm always on the go. Hey, Busy Busby to call me. If I'm not covering a meeting in Kansas City, I'm down in Mexico checking on the latest secret of marriages. Well, what do you want?
Yeah. Well, Mr. Busby, I came here for some information.
Just a minute. Got to call Rewrite. Hello, copy desk, give me Rewrite. Hello, Rewrite. Can't you get anything straight? Just look at today's paper. You've got the society wedding mixed up with the cooking recipe. You heard me. The society wedding is mixed up with the cooking recipe. Since when does a bride walk down the aisle dressed in a white satin asparagus tip carrying a bouquet of chopped liver? And look what the preacher said. Do you take this woman for your lawful wedded meatball? Take care of that man at once.
Mr. Busby, I want to discuss something with you. Why don't you please relax for a change? Lean back in your chair and put your feet up on the desk.
Got my feet on the desk. Don't you see them there?
Those aren't your feet in the desk. Those are bookends.
How do you like that? I've been trying to unlace them things for 20 minutes.
Mr. Busby, just listen to me for 1 minute, huh? I want to sell tickets for the charity masquerade tonight.
Can't be bookends. I just unlaced one of them.
Look, you're not paying attention to me. I must win that car. Mr. Busby, could you tell me where to get the tickets?
Pardon me. Hello? Sure, we cover fires. Big fire, huh? Love to cover fires. Love to cover fires. Where's the place? Oh, 2 blocks west of the city hall, 3 blocks east of the courthouse, and 1 block south of the park? I'll see now. That'll put the fire right about... Well, I better jump out the window!
Mr. Busby, this building isn't anywhere near the fire.
Always moving things. Hey, what did I come here to see you about?
You didn't come to see me. I come to see you. I want to sell some charities to the tickets and win a free mask. I got it. Some tickets to the charity masquerade and win a free car.
Oh, well, that's fine. Worthy cause, that's a worthy cause.
Where do I get the tickets?
Well, you see that long hall? You go down the hall, turn right, and then turn left, and then turn left again. See another long hall, turn right, turn left, and then turn right again.
Where will I be?
Back here. I handle the tickets. I hear you. Now, 3 books to tickets to the charity masquerade. Well, goodbye, Mr. Ticket. I hope you win a free Busby.
Busby. Mother must have been frightened by an egg beater. Oh, well, I wonder what kind of a car they're going to give away. Maybe it'll be a Buick or a Packard. I'll see what it says in the ticket. It says, Masquerade, the at, away given, car free. Printed backwards. Guess they're giving away a new Studebaker. Well, get busy and sell those tickets.
Alan Young.
Oh, hello, Jimmy. Just the man I want to see. Will you buy a couple of tickets to the charity masquerade?
Why, certainly I will. I love masquerades. What are you going as, Alan?
Well, I was going as a tube of Ipana toothpaste, but I changed my mind.
Oh, why?
Well, I was afraid all the pretty girls would want to squeeze me.
Well, a at least they get acquainted with Ipana. Of course, that's the hard way. The best way is to brush your teeth with Ipana, and every time you do, put a little extra Ipana on your brush, your fingertip, and gently massage your gums. Try that, and then you'll see how Ipana can help your teeth. Help your smile to a brightness and loveliness you never thought possible. Then you'll see what makes Ipana so popular with dentists everywhere.
For dentists prefer Ipana 2-1 over any other dentifrice for their own personal use, according to a nationwide survey.
You see, Ipana is especially designed not only to clean your teeth, but with gentle massage to aid in the health of your gums. And firm, healthy gums are so important to sounder, brighter teeth, to that more sparkling smile. So try Ipana and massage for your smile of beauty. Well, Alan Young is determined to win the free car at the charity masquerade tonight. The winner of the free car is the one who sells the most tickets to the masquerade. So let's join Alan as he canvasses the neighborhood.
I'll start at this apartment house here. Pardon me, madam, but I'm... Try the next apartment. Pardon me, madam, but I'm... the next apartment. Pardon me, madam, but I'm... You see, I'm... Never saw such a place. Nobody wants to open the door. Oh, no wonder. Look at the name of this apartment house, the Richard Arms. Flip the block and try some people I know, I guess. Gotta sell these tickets. I won't win the car. Let me see. Oh, here's Mrs. Johnson's house. She's such a sweet woman. I'm sure she'll buy a ticket.
Quiet, quiet, children, quiet, quiet. Well, Alan Young, hello, hello, hello.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Oh, won't you come in, Alan?
Thanks, Mrs. Johnson. Mrs. Johnson, I'm selling tickets.
One moment, Alan. These kiddies of mine are up to some mischief again. The minute I turn my back... Mm-hmm. Jimmy, stop squirting that ketchup out of your water pistol. I don't care if Herman does want to look like Red Ryder. Now, what were you saying, Alan?
Yeah, well, I hate to bother you when you're so busy, Mrs. J. Oh. Those kids certainly keep you going.
Yes, they're always up to some mischief. Yes. Last week, Herman tied Mr. Johnson's suspenders to the front door.
Tied suspenders to the front door? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's terrible.
Yes, Mr. Johnson left for work three times that morning.
But, Mrs. Johnson, I want to talk to you about the charity masquerade. I'm selling tickets.
I'll take two, Alan. One for Mr. Johnson and one for myself. Here's the money.
Well, thanks, Mrs. J.
Oh, you know, I met Mr. Johnson at the masquerade. We had to dress up like movie stars, and it was such a coincidence. He came dressed as Tyrone Power, and I came dressed as Jean Tierney. The two stars from the razor's edge.
Now you have a house full of little shavers.
To Mr. Johnson. Goodbye, Alan. Oh, little shavers.
Goodbye, Mrs. J. Thanks again for buying the tickets. Such a nice woman. Well, I hope I do as well as the next house. Let's see who lives here. Mr. Yodel. What an odd name. Mr. Yodel?
Yes, what can I do for you?
Oh, well, I'm Alan Young, and I live down the block.
Down the block? Well, we're practically neighbors.
That's right, Mr. Yodel. See, I'm selling tickets to a charity masquerade, and I thought you might like to buy one.
Oh, I'd be delighted. In fact, I'll have two tickets. I'd like to take along a young lady.
Thanks, Mr. Yodel, I don't want to appear nosy, but how is it you talk like that?
Well, when I was a child, I was riding on my bicycle... with a lollipop in my mouth. And did you see the brick wall on Main and Spruce?
Yeah.
Well, I did.
I'll see you again, Mr. Yodel.
Goodbye.
That's another two tickets. Try this next house now.
Well, won't you all come in, you all?
You all? Just me? Wearing a loose suit.
Well, come on in, Sugar Plum.
Yeah. Well, I'm a neighbor of yours. My name is Alan Young, and there's something I'd like to talk to you about.
Just call me Lula Bale.
Lula Bale, yeah. You're new around here, aren't you?
I sure am, honey. I come from someplace miles and miles away.
I can tell by your accent.
You kind?
Yeah. When did you leave Managua, Nicaragua?
Sugar Plum, I was born and raised in the tobacco country.
Oh, is that so?
Can't you tell I come from the tobacco country?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh, you know the man. You're so witty. What can I do for you all, honey child?
Yeah, well, I'm selling tickets to a masquerade party.
Well, shut my mouth.
And they're giving away a free car.
Well, shut my mouth.
Down south, they shut their mouths. Up north, we just zip our de-doodahs.
Well, now, maybe I'll buy one of your tickets. Sugar, why don't we sit down and get comfy?
Well,
Ah, you know the men are so shy. It's so different down south. There, love is the most important thing. A man is willing to sacrifice everything for love. Love deprives a man of all his common sense and leaves him gasping and broken.
Here we have Santa Anita. Now, about that book of tickets.
Oh, Sugar. Pleasure before business.
Well, it's only fair to tell you that I already have a girlfriend.
Well, honey child, lots of men have a two-car garage.
Uh-huh. How about taking this book of tickets?
Well, I'll make a bargain with you, Sugarfoot. I'll buy all three of your books if you take me to the masquerade tonight.
All three books?
That's right, honey child.
Yeah, I bet that's enough to win the free car. Okay, I'll pick up tonight at 8 o'clock.
I'll be ready and waiting, Sugar Fluff. Goodbye, you all.
Goodbye, you all, too.
Sold my ticket. Sold 75 tickets. Nothing to stop me from winning. Jonathan.
Oh, my lad, Ooh. Well, look at all that money.
Jonathan, $75.
Oh, lovely greenbacks, my lad. Do you mind if I run my fingers through them?
Well, Jonathan, I'm responsible for this money.
And you refuse to entrust it to the great Jonathan Milieu? Do you doubt my integrity, my boy? Do you doubt me basic honesty? Have you so little faith in me character and reputation that you would refuse to let me handle that money?
Yeah.
You're a lot smarter than you look, kid.
No, but wait a minute, Mallard, my lad. You say you've sold 75. Just look at this afternoon's paper. Some varmint on Oak Street has sold 103.
He sold 103? But, Jonathan, I gotta win that car.
Well, I've an idea, my boy. Once you win the new car, you won't need your old one. So sell your old car to a dealer, and with the proceeds, my lad, buy enough tickets to win the prize.
Jonathan, you're a genius. I'll take my car to the nearest dealer, and I'll sell it. There's a bunch of dealers in this block. That looks like the salesman. I'll attract his attention.
Are you tooting at me?
Yes, I was wondering what you'd give me for my car.
Where is it?
Where is it? What do you think I'm sitting in?
Oh, is that the car? I thought the iron in your system leaked out.
Look, I need some money. Would you please tell me what this car is worth?
What it's worth? Well, I'll have to inspect it first. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Never seen such an odd construction. Well,
a lot of people loan me different parts. It's got Pontiac headlights, a Hudson hood, Chevrolet axles, and Nash fenders.
What would you call the car? A Ford V8?
No, Heinz 57.
I'd better get into the front seat and check your equipment here.
Oh, you open the door in a certain way or the horn blows.
Oh, I see. Well, the windshield wiper looks in good condition. I'll turn it on.
Hey, turn it off! Hey, stop it! Stop this!
I should have told you, no windshield. But now that you've looked the car over, how much will you give me for it?
Well, as you know, used cars are bringing fabulous prices these days. There's a heavy demand for them, and we dealers are forced to pay exorbitant amounts. That's why I'm going to make you a simply staggering offer.
How much?
$30.
You're offering me $30 for this beautiful car? Whoa! I'll take it.
Well, that's fine. Here's your $30. The deal is closed.
Okay, mister. Goodbye. Boy, $30. I can buy 30 tickets. That'll give me 105 altogether. I'm sure to win that free car. Here comes Hubert in that limousine of his. Till he hears how many tickets I sold.
Oh, Alan, would you please remove those people from the safety zone? I'd like to park my car.
What are you doing around this neighborhood, Hubert?
I just dropped over to get some gas. I always stop at the sign of the Flying Red Mink.
The mink, naturally.
Yes, this time I told the attendant to fill my tank with gasoline. You know, I've stopped using Chanel number 5.
You're not running your car in Chanel number 5 anymore?
No, everywhere I went, those darn Buicks kept rubbing fenders with me.
Hubert, I'm glad I bumped into you. I sold more tickets to the charity masquerade than anybody else, and I am going to win that car tonight.
What is this?
You heard me, Hubert? I'm going to win that car tonight.
That's what you think, Alan. I'll stop you, by George. And I've got enough money to buy George.
Well, Hubert, I'll have the last laugh on you when you present me with a free car tonight. Au revoir.
Oh, he beat me to my au revoir. Oh, if Alan wins that car, I'll find some way to louse him up by tonight. Oh, there will be some deviltry afoot. Oh, devil, oh, tree, oh, foot.
We'll see how Alan makes out in a minute. Right now, though, let's listen to a man standing in front of a mirror talking to himself. He may sound a little like you.
Why can't I keep my hair from looking wild without having to plaster it down with something greasy?
Brother, you can. You can use Vitalis. For Vitalis is the hair grooming preparation that not only gives you that well-groomed look, but without any greasy, sticky, patent leather shine. Try it. Try the Vitalis 60-second workout by simply rubbing your scalp briskly with Vitalis for 50 seconds and then comb for 10 seconds. That's all. But, oh boy, what results. The Vitalis 60-second workout loosens the tight, dry scalp, routs loose dandruff, and helps prevent excessive falling hair. Your hair looks well-groomed in a natural, masculine way without a trace of greasiness. So if you want to look your best tomorrow, get a bottle of Vitalis tonight. Alan Young sold the most tickets for the charity masquerade, and it looks like he's going to win the free car. Let's join Alan and Lulabelle as they approach Hubert Updike's house.
Well, there's the Updike mansion, Lulabelle. That's where the masquerade's being held.
I just adore masquerade parties, on a child. You look so cute in your Napoleon costume.
Thanks.
This dress I'm wearing is a 17th century French model. It's called the lady-in-waiting gown.
Lady-in-waiting?
Yes.
Should have waited for the rest of it.
Oh, honey, you make a wonderful Napoleon. I think it's so cute the way you keep your hand in your vest.
Do?
Are you keeping your hand in your vest because you want to look like Napoleon?
No, loose shorts. Let's go inside, little Bell.
Huh? Oh, I'm just dying to see what Hubert's place looks like.
Well, I'll ring the bell.
Well, it's Alan Young, Gross's Napoleon. Come on in, Noopy.
Oh, Hubert, this is Lulabelle, Hubert. She's been dying to meet you.
So you're Hubert Updike. Well, shut my mouth. You look as good to me as corn pone, shortening bread, hominy grits, and a powerful big mess of fried chitlins.
Ooh, how vulgar.
Look, Hubert, stop being ridiculous. Look, I suppose you're ready to present me with the car I've won, are you?
Well, in a little while, Alan. First, I want to show some guests through my house.
You're taking guests on a tour of your house?
Yes, Alan. Everybody who wants to see my south wing, assemble here, please. Remember to change your dollars to pesos before you cross the Mexican border.
Hubert, stop stalling. I won the car. I think it's about time it was presented to me.
Oh, very well, Alan.
All right.
Your attention, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to announce the winner of the contest. The winner of the free car is Alan Young.
Oh, thanks, Hubert. Now, where's the car I won, huh?
Well, it's right out here on my driveway, Alan. I'll just open the door.
Yeah?
There you are, Alan.
Hubert, is that the car I'm getting?
Yes. You want to hear the horn?
That's my old car. That's the one I sold for $30.
That's right, Alan.
But Hubert, I thought I was going to get a brand new one. That's why I sold my old one.
Oh, Mother, take in the clothesline. He pulled a bloomer tonight.
Alan, this is a fine state of affairs. I bought 3 books of tickets so you'd win a new car.
Well, I thought it was a car. I didn't know.
Alan Young, you get my goat.
Anything you say, tell me where it is and I'll get it.
I demand my money back.
Hubert, I guess you really fixed me. Lulabelle demands her money back. And I wound up with an old car.
Yes.
No, I'm leaving the masquerade. I'm getting in my old car and I'm going home. Well, I finally got that ashtray out.
Alan Young will be back in just a moment. Listen, if you have a cold right now, get fast relief. Yes, fast relief from your cold discomforts with Minute Rub, a really modern chest rub. Just rub Minute Rub on the throat, chest, and back. In a minute, Minute Rub's soothing menthol vapors begin to clear that stuffed up feeling in your nose and throat. In a minute, Minute Rub starts to bring a feeling of warmth and relief to those tight, sore, aching muscles. And listen, here at last is a chest rub that's greaseless and stainless. Disappears like vanishing cream and can't stain clothes and linens. So get a tube of Minute Rub and get relief from that annoying cold misery the modern way. The greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way. The Alan Young Show was written by Al Schwartz and Sherwin Schwartz. The part of Hubert Updike is played by Jim Backus. And if you have a half hour next Wednesday, listen to Duffy's Tavern over most of these stations. Here again is Alan Young.
Thanks, Jimmy. Friends, during the week, please remember the 2 fine products that bring you this show, Ipana for the smile of beauty and Vitalis for well-groomed hair. Ipana, Vitalis. See you next week. Good night. Thanks.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.